Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We welcome you all to a Roll2Cast RPG podcast in the world of Dune, Adventures in the Imperium by Modiphius Entertainment. Starring Ellen Graham as Lady Deesha, Christopher Bond as Janice, and Sean Flurl as Saba. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Phil Harker-Smith. Artwork by Jack Sumner. Music by Paul Goodman. This is Shifting Sands.
Janice, we found him. It is done.
When you say it is done, what do you mean?
I spilled his blood. He speaks no more.
At my command.
And his blood? Are you letting it drip into the sands, or are you using what's available to you right now? Save it for water, it's there.
I do not know that we know how to...
You arrive in the settlement?
Janice fucking bolts up, grabs the body and starts dragging it to the death still.
It's already occupied by Marcellus as well, but you can kind of heap him on top as well.
And begins looking, I mean, it looks arcane. It looks stone, like mason.
Yeah, it has one function though.
It's digital.
Yeah. He was using the levers.
Yeah, he was about to operate
it. I mean, yeah,
you can help. It's an understand role. I'm going to say it's difficulty 4. It's unfamiliar to you.
Yeah, that's cool. 4.
Yeah, I'd like to assist.
Thank you very much, Ellen.
He was using... these.
That's fine. I'm going to spend a point of momentum to get myself an extra die.
4 left.
This is a power action.
Yes.
Sorry, this is a justice action. I must protect the house.
Ah, yes.
This is not the duty. In fact, these two have gone off half-cocked.
Oh, this was... I 100% was going for power. So, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Justice action. I have to protect the house, even from threats
internally.
Within. Yeah. And we have to make use of the water that we have out here. So, you're helping Ellen?
Yes, I am. Understand?
Yes, please.
Would that be right for remembering?
Yeah, it's just a comprehension thing.
I guess I'm going to use duty just because my statement seems the most apt. Our house must not seem weak.
I know how to use this arcane machinery.
Yeah.
Well, then also, this can't all be for nothing. You know what I mean? We have to come out on top here.
That's right.
So you're adding...
Oh, that's a 4.
That's one success.
Nice. Great. So I got to get 3 more.
Yep. Great.
We got momentum.
Two more momentum to grab myself an extra.
Yeah. Any traits?
Also, what is the trait for the scene, by the way?
It's a word I used on the way down here. So mausoleum.
Cool.
I'm going to use passive scrutiny, putting theory into practice. Free trait. What does the technology device look like?
So the question you're asking is, what does it look like?
Yeah.
It's most similar to sort of a machine that refines, that extracts. It's that kind of industrial device.
Okay, that's the term that I'll steal for the trait, industrial.
Yeah.
And if I may, I'd like to give myself a bonus on using
course.
That.
Yeah.
So that's an extra die, if I recall correctly. So that's 5d20. Yep.
Good job.
Thank you. I'm using justice, which is 6, and I'm also using understand, which is 8. So 14. I'm critting on 8s
from,
let's say, cultural studies.
Cultural studies, yeah.
Or deductive reasoning.
You've heard of this stuff before. You've studied the Fremen. You know what a death still is.
Yeah.
This isn't unique to Jakarutu. This is just special.
This is just
because they put other Fremen.
That's right. They take from other Fremen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
No, little German boy. Don't play June Adventures in the Imperium.
I take it that's a success of some kind?
That's five successes on my roll, plus the one Ellen gave is six.
Two momentum.
Two momentum back in. And Janice is able to operate the Death Still, piling two people in. And it begins to lower into the stone mason work.
Yes, the cover clasps over the top. And a low hum is felt rather than heard. It lasts a couple of minutes, and you think you hear the distant dripping of refined water going into a larger body. And after a few minutes, it is done. And there's silence until the coffin rises back up out of the masonwork, opens again to reveal a vacant slab.
Useful information.
Yes, my lady.
We will need a new Fremen contact.
Yes, my lady.
These things can be acquired.
Of course, my lady.
Saba wipes the blood off of the kris knife on his suit and he places it in a sheath, admiring it first and admiring the handiwork, and smiles to himself, sheaths the kris knife.
It's quality too, which means whenever you use it, you can add a die. It's milky white. Kris knife is the tooth of a young sandworm. So they are incredibly sharp and quite beautiful. They have a kind of aura to them. You can kind of feel when it's in your hand why they're so revered. The sense of that bleeds to you just by holding it.
Yeah.
You get the sense of why it's a holy object. But here the three of you stand in this morbid place. The death of a clan took place here.
We must return to the plans we had, searching the rest of the dunes before we return back to House Ikshana.
My lady, I believe that we have discovered all that can be found here. We have access to water. We know that there are Fremen nearby who are hostile to us. We have discovered a secret safe space, and we've uncovered the secret message that was given to us. Is there anything else that you in particular would like observed?
So I think Ellen's referring to the couple of sectors that you didn't scout in detail on your first trip.
Yeah.
But I guess your point still stands.
Since let's just get back.
Yeah. Yeah. We have things that are useful to us, and that may be enough sort of thing.
We know this is a place of great uncertainty. I would like more revealed to us. If there are more assets or more threats, then we would not be doing our due diligence to the house to not seek them out.
As you say, my lady.
I can finish the search. If you wish to return back, there may not be much more to discover.
Then we will discover it quicker by using our remaining thopters. And by making sure all of our troops are united. Are we leaving any behind? Or no, we should all, No, we can't. They'll die.
They'll die.
Yeah. Yep.
They sure will.
Hey, did anyone remember to water those troops?
Do you leave the siege behind?
Yep. That is my will, yes.
Yep.
Orion has quickly discovered the two canisters, portable canisters of water that were quote-unquote stolen from you, that Orin decided was his payment.
Cool. Yeah.
No, they were stolen from us.
Yes.
There's no quote-unquote about it. Thank you very much.
I was speaking from his perspective. So he straps them onto his back and follows you out of the narrow, winding passage back into the sands. By the time you get back above ground, the temperature is pushing 50s, 60 degrees centigrade. It is getting unbearably hot out here. You'll be much happier inside your ornithopters. You can feel how quickly the desert can kill someone who is exposed. So your ornithopters, the three of them, are arrayed on the sand. They're in standby mode. Your pilots and crew are waiting. Your scouts and soldiers are pointing their weapons in various directions, securing the landing site until the most important people here are back on board, at which point they professionally fold up their positions, cover each other as they mount up, and your ornithopters take to the sky once more.
I don't believe we investigated the salt pan to the east of this siege. Is that correct?
Out of character? The south. You haven't been. Fuck. You haven't been south of B.
I think I had some issues on my side
because
I
was center. Did you get down
center.
To B3, the bottom center?
Yes, you did.
You
yes.
did. Yeah, yeah. You did. And that's when the storm was coming.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
For our audience, we're in A2, which is on the lawful neutral side. That's where we are. The lawful neutral, A2.
Yes. Classic us.
The western point on the compass.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
And we are aware that immediately south to us, we have not explored. We also haven't explored lawful evil or chaotic evil.
That's yes. right. These That's far ends. Yeah, Saba was the only one that got all the way south.
If we're going by compass rose, we haven't explored the southeast or southwest corners of the nine zone.
Yep, route. 9 points on a compass.
Yeah.
That's a way better way. We should have said that from the start.
We'll do that during the
damn
expedition.
I'm stupid.
Yeah. No, you just used what you thought was most relatable.
That's true. So who's going where?
Saba will take Levi and Tarkus and we'll head for chaotic evil.
Just the
9
southwest, 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 southwest. Chaotic evil, southwest,
bottom right.
Chaotic evil.
Oh, you're going all the way
bottom
across
right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay,
that's chaotic evil.
You fly off in that direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's heading to the southeast
corner?
I suppose me.
South. I'm going bottom right.
You're going bottom right.
I'm going bottom right. Yeah. You're asking who's going bottom left.
Yes, that's correct.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's the closest.
Do you want to go, Alan? Do you want me to go?
I'll go.
All right, cool.
You make me an observe roll.
Sure.
I'm going to go north, B1.
Do you mean understand?
Hmm?
Roll?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that to observe stuff?
Yes.
Chris, can you go to the secret D column?
Yeah. Mm. No.
You just leaving?
Can we go off the map?
No, we didn't properly look in B1. We don't know what's there.
We
failed to scout it, so I'm going there.
Cool.
Are you thinking what I am, B1?
Is my scout is?
Yeah, you can add a die or use their role instead.
Yeah, both of you two have scouts.
Yeah.
I mean,
they have specialties in this sort of thing if you want them to roll. Excellent. They get 3 successes. Nothing.
Nothing?
It's nothing.
Great.
It's salt. Just
I'm going to write nothing
salt.
On it.
Salt. On a desolate planet, this is most desolate of all.
It's the sandiest of sand.
Not even the Fremen come here. It is just bone white plain of death.
I report that back to Janice and Saba, and I will tell my pilot, Paris, head back to the rest of our troops, which I believe is in the dead center of the map.
True neutral.
True neutral.
Turning about. Making way.
Good.
Saba, you...
I'm heading to chaotic evil.
You reach the southeast corner.
I've arrived.
The southeast corner. So this area is a sink, which means it is an area of chiefly rocks rather than open desert.
Yeah.
So it's a little harder to scout. So this is difficulty 3.
Cool. I'm going to get my scout to assist me, and I'm going to make that discipline duty roll.
Well, they crit, so you get 2 successes from them.
Great. I'm going
to... They got a 1.
So I start with my 2d20s. I'm going to use my constantly watching trait because I'm looking out for hidden dangers.
Absolutely,
and,
yep, you are,
which
yes.
reduces the difficulty by 2.
Okay, so now it's difficulty 1. You've already got 2 successes.
Great. So now
doing
I'm just,
great.
Now I'm just going to be getting us momentum. I'm not going to spend anything else. I'm just going to get momentum. And I need a beat.
You lost 1 momentum from the end of the previous scene, so you're now on 3.
That is 1 extra success. 2 momentum.
2 momentum because you load it to 1.
Yes.
So...
who's my scout? Levi? I can't remember which one is.
Whichever one Ellen doesn't have.
Well, I have Levi and Tarkus. I just can't remember which of those two was...
Levi's a scout.
Levi's a scout?
Yep.
Levi, keep your eyes peeled. No mistakes this time.
Sir, figures moving in the rocks. 2, 3 people.
Saba looks in the direction and looks to scrutinize further what those figures actually are. Are they Fremen? Are they what else?
They are Fremen, yes. So first success gets you... There are people. Confirm that they are Fremen gorillas. G-U-E.
Can I see, like, what their intention is? Like, is there a base nearby? Are they just traveling around? Like, do I get an idea of, like...
For your last one, I will tell you that yes... There's likely a settlement in these rocks. Yes.
Have hit the southeast.
Is that right? Southeast?
Southeast zone, yeah.
Never eat. Yep, southeast.
Have hit the southeast portion. Fremen active. Possible settlement nearby. Almost sure of it.
Thank you, Saba. If that is all, you may return to the fold.
Returning.
Think they've spotted us. Banking out now. Your ornithopter increases in power. The... wings beat harder and you gain altitude and sharply bank away before the Fremen can act on anything. They perhaps heard you more than saw you as you weaved low amongst the rocks. you're long gone before they can do so much as fire upon you or even organize a response.
Fucking Fremen.
They're like rats, or beetles, I guess you would say.
Easily squished.
Let's hope so. Janus?
I'm going to look.
At B1?
Yeah.
So this is easy to
scout.
You're
thinking what I'm thinking, B1?
Sorry. Already made that joke.
This is, since he's, this is
what
the
a time to zone out.
Of the 3x3 grid, this is the due north.
Mm-hmm.
Saba had trouble scouting this area when you first came through.
Yeah.
So you're going to take a second look.
Yep.
It's open desert, so it's difficulty one.
I'll spend a point of momentum to give myself an extra die.
One momentum.
One. One. This is a duty roll. I don't want to be here.
Shocker.
I want to go home.
It's go back to the city.
I want to go back to the city with my Sappho.
It's not your greatest desire to fly in dangerous territory?
No. It's what must be done, must be done. which is my best statement.
Yeah.
It is eight. So
another day,
you'll do
another
it.
Dollar.
I'll do it. I'll do it for sure. It's a new scene because you took momentum away from us.
The last scene was...
The death steal?
Was the death steal. This aerial scouting is a new scene.
Let's just do what I did before.
So you want a gain knowledge free success? What's your question?
What is the environment within the Thopter? What is the vibe? Do a vibe check.
Professional.
And professional is what I will leverage to give myself an extra die as a trait.
You run a tight ship. Everyone knows that if Janus is on board, they keep their wits about them.
They brush up on their thinking.
No extraneous communications, no exchanges, just professional.
And our guest is probably feeling the same way. I have the doctor on board, I presume.
Yeah, she's focused. Mm. She's focused.
Okay. We're also down a scout, so there's a sense of we're missing someone.
Yes, yes. We've had a casualty out here,
yeah. Janus is going to check this area. He's going to observe, so trying to get under 14s, critting on sixes. Well, that is two crits.
Ooh.
And one success.
So wow.
That's five successes in total.
Wow, wow, wow.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take one of those momentum to tell you the chief feature of this area is... A colossal dune, a kilometers long, tens of meters high, massive dune that could be used to conceal troop movements.
Yep. It's similar to what Sean found on the south end.
Yeah, it's a common feature in this really deep desert.
Yeah, it's wild. Someone should write a book.
Called Colossal Dune.
Called Colossal Dune.
Big Sand.
First you think of an idea that has already been done.
Yeah. So for the second momentum, what I'll do is I have Druce and Akal gasp. And your eyes follow what Druce is seeing. And you see it too. Movement in the sand. A sucking kind of movement in a circular area. As if something underneath the sand has been taken away and the sand is being sucked down into a single point. This process accelerates for a minute. Bring us lower, but not too low. I think it's going to be a big one.
Yes, do as she says.
As you get lower, the sucking of the sand into that sinkhole accelerates until finally there is a dramatic, weighty pause. And you see, suddenly, an eruption, like a sandy volcano. From this distance, slow motion, as tan sand is sent hundreds of meters into the air in a plume. And that sand flies outwards, and as it does, in its core, a heavier, denser plume of ochre, of maroon, cinnamon, a spice blow. As the sun catches it, its color sparkles briefly and then deepens as the reaction turns it into melange. And again, with the scale and distance giving it that sense of slow, arrested motion, that central column of heavy spice begins to collapse on itself. And as it does, it spreads onto the sand below, coating it in a deep, red film over kilometers. Fresh spice and a lot of it spreading over the dunes. The harvesters can get down here. There is many thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of solaris to be made. Incredible. Drusa whispers.
Yes, it's very powerful.
Yes, our current theories are... something to do with the life cycle of the worms. Not entirely sure how it interacts with them.
Have you seen all you need to see?
Yes, yes, and I must make notes. Thank you, pilot.
Return us to the air, pilot.
Banks away and gains altitude, leaving the new spice field below to be swept away by the next storm. Have you seen all you need to see?
Yes, I believe so.
I think we have. We radio across the channels. My lady, other than a spice blow, a fresh one, there is nothing in the northmost quarter.
Then we must depart. Let us all gather our things and leave.
After a brief stop to pick up any troops left guarding the cave...
There isn't any.
There isn't any? You took them?
It'd be materials that we'd left.
Like our little camp.
In a hurry, kind of.
In the, like, we might have been rumbled.
You make sure you gather the last of your things. It's very quick. You're in and out, and then your little convoy, your fleet of ornithopters, unite together as you travel up the throat, the pass, the rocky pass that leads you out of this part of the deep emptiness, back to the way station where you can land, refuel for the trip back to Carthage. As you come soaring towards the spaceport, a huge orbital lighter is landing, most likely laden with agricultural goods from off-world. The scale of it warps your perception of the buildings around it and the operators waiting to unload it, who appear like tiny specks and insects waiting on some kind of metal gods to descend upon them. Your ornithopters, in the shadow of this and the setting sun, come to land at the Carthage spaceport, and you are returned to civilization, its safety, and its comforts. We will jump back to the Ikshana compound. Can easily traverse the city back to your place of refuge, your sanctuary, where Vadim is anxiously waiting, and you meet him in the pavilion. He summons just the three of you. Rather sensitive meeting. I take you shed your still suits.
I was going to say I would prefer to do.
You would have shed them at the spaceport.
Yeah, cool.
Do you take any time to do anything else?
Saba
do
doesn't. Think? Saba's just going to go as he
yourself.
Is. Yeah. Saba will wait for people, but he's not going to bother making himself formalized or anything like that.
I think, again, like once I'm out of the horrid, oppressive heat, I can kind of cool myself off, as it were.
Well, I mean, you could also have like your half dozen attendants like come and just quickly change you and freshen you up.
I feel like she would want clothes that don't have the desert on them.
Mm.
Perhaps so, her hair to be unfurled nicely.
Is this like a moment for you to collect your thoughts about what you're going to say to Vadim? How you're going to angle what's happened?
Yeah, I think as she's having her hair brushed, she's just steely, distant, kind of thinking of all the possibilities that are swirling around, knowing that power is there, but you always have to lean to grab it, putting yourself in more and more precarious positions.
Janice?
Janice is following Lady Deesha's lead. He serves the house.
Saba essentially waits outside of Lady Deesha's abode.
Her chambers.
Chambers, as it were, and just waits. He took off the suit, but other than that, he's as he is. He just wants to get to the kind of the meat and potatoes of it.
So the three of you enter the pavilion. Vadim is pacing. He seems mildly agitated. And the trait for this scene is inner circle. Report.
Well, we have scouted out the area. We have identified two sieges, one unoccupied, which houses the water we will be using for the expedition. There is another unnamed and unexplored Fremen settlement. We also met with the person who sent the message to us.
Yes, the gift of the desert flower.
I trust maybe we move this conversation into a private area.
Come, we'll gather in the center and use our damper. You move into the center of the small atrium under the pavilion itself and turn on your damper.
We have an answer to who will be taking over Arrakis in the change. House Atreides.
Huh. Curious.
Yes. Seraphina has been living amongst the Fremen for a time.
And she is of House Atreides.
She is. She is also looking to live amongst the Fremen. She has been there for some time.
Hence the alias of Shadim.
Yes, her Fremen name.
What did she desire from us?
They want us to pledge fealty and to inform them of the Harkonnen subterfuge.
What they intend to destroy or sabotage among the spice mining equipment as they leave.
Yes.
Wise, and not too much of an outlay or danger on our part. What do they offer in return?
Fremen troops to aid us.
During the expedition?
Yes.
Is that all?
I believe so.
Yeah, also a place among the...
Did we negotiate
They kind
further?
Of said, we'd like, if you help us, we'll make sure you're set up nicely when we...
Yeah.
A place of priority among the mining houses on Arrakis.
They have expressed some interest in our house, should we aid them. Perhaps a higher position. But nothing has been stamped in ink.
Interesting. Very interesting. A development while you were gone. News of the change is spreading. So that knowledge is no longer to our advantage. But just who was not yet known. So we remain ahead of the general population of houses. Yes, I suspect that maybe even the rumour was put about by House Carino itself to stir things. Certainly has not come from us, and House Harkonnen knows as much. But it certainly has made things in the city more volatile.
We had a development of our own. Orin attempted to betray us.
Attempted?
He was dealt with.
He's dead?
It is unfortunate, but he had turned against one of our scouts. We cannot let those who move against our house live, not without being able to control them. And Orin proved to be too wild, too inconsistent. And not only that, he's not exactly liked amongst the Fremen either. If we seek to utilize their power, using an outsider is not to our advantage, love.
Well, perhaps he had seen his use come to an end. I trust your judgment on that. And I see you have yourself a trophy, Saba.
It will come in use again.
You should not see that at all. Saba, you know better. Cover that up.
I'm not a Fremen.
But we will be dealing in Fremen.
And he puts an extra strap over it to conceal the hilt as well as the blade itself.
Thank you.
Janus, what is your assessment of the prospects of this expedition? Are the riches the Harkonnens expect to be found in the desert?
My lord, the riches are greater than what they say they will be. To see a spice blow in person, the magnificence is a wonder. We have secured water and space. We have a small landing area, cave discovered unknown to us. We have the potential of Fremen troops to draw upon if we take advantage of this offer. We are well equipped and well prepared.
What of the native population? You said there is at least one active siege. This map I have in front of me has two marked.
They are active, my lord. One to the northwest and one to the southeast.
The Fremen will see such a large incursion of harvesters and carrioles into their territory as an opportunity to bloody the nose of the Harkonnens.
My lord, the advantage with moving with the Harkonnens is that if the Fremen move against us, it is the Harkonnens who will take and suffer the majority of the blow.
I understand, but if that happens before they can fill their gullets with all the spice they desire, they will consider the expedition a failure. And the fault ours. It is good that you have located these places. It means we can track their movements when it comes to the expedition itself. It's my understanding that they will be running rather fast and loose with their carrioles and harvesters. Some losses will be expected, but it is up to us to keep them to a minimum.
My lord, with respect, is it not our responsibility to inform and to supervise rather than to defend the large major house?
Yes, of course, of course. We will not be putting our own resources in harm's way. We are the eyes of the operation. No, I expect not to take too many material losses, but I fear repercussions from the Harkonnens if their side of things do not go well. How to navigate this coming change? Obviously, we must satisfy the Harkonnens in the short term. To do so would be disastrous. They are still by far the most powerful players on Arrakis, and they could do much harm to us even as they leave.
And beyond.
Indeed. but pride of place in a new administration.
We have the information that the Atreides require. Not just Atreides. The Harkonnens want to know about the Atreides, and the Atreides want to know about the Harkonnens.
Dangerous. What do you propose? We could have both houses angry, hateful, vengeful.
At each other, not at us.
Exactly. Hate is a strong motivator, one that makes people forget about caution. And these are two of the biggest players.
What do you propose? That we tell the Atreides of the sabotage that the Harkonnens intend to inflict on the equipment as they leave? And tell our erstwhile Harkonnen masters of the Atreides' presence here on Arrakis already?
The Harkonnens, well, I would say they are no fools, but that is simply not true. But to have valuable information as we grow closer to their rivals, we can continue to drip-feed them information about the Atreides, about their position on Arrakis, who is moving against them, how their guards are operating, everything.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
To remain, take up the Atreides' offer, and use our position to curry favor with Harkonnens in the meantime. Janus, how dangerous do you calculate this path of action to be?
I can feel that
big
one.
Big fucking
I'd like my human computer to do it, thank you.
Very bad.
How do you measure a metric shit ton?
I'll spend a point of focus to roll calculated prediction.
Your eyes roll back.
My eyes roll back. I am being directly told to do this, so this is much the duteous duty that I've ever duty. Mm.
And you don't need assistance for this, right?
I don't think I can.
Yeah,
I don't know
like
if you can
yeah,
do that. Like, what are you going to do? Feed him data? Like,
I put my hand on your shoulder.
It's okay, man. Go for it. Yeah. You can do it.
I can do it.
No,
give
more
him
just
a little pep talk.
More just in, you know, drip feeding other information.
Yeah, yeah.
But
no, that's all right.
Probably not how that works, is it?
What was the place that we're in at the moment?
The pavilion.
The pavilion. What trait is that?
Inner circle.
Inner circle.
Inner circle. Great. Passive scrutiny.
What's the question we'd like to ask?
I'd like to know, what is the emotional kind of temperature of the room at the moment?
It's tense. Calculating.
Great. Thank
knife
you.
Edge.
I'll take that as the trait. Calculating.
Yeah.
It is calculating space.
We're working things out.
Yeah. So that's an extra die.
Yeah.
As I get an extra trait. And I'll also give myself a little boost with that Sappho.
Addicted.
No worries.
Yeah, I can't wait for someone to roll a social roll against me and get bonuses as I am a Sappho addict.
Yeah.
Mm. Until that moment, I'm going to keep slurping away. So I have...
You're still very valuable.
Yeah.
Five dice.
Most of them are like are totally on that.
So. Yeah.
Only Sappho doesn't give a shit.
It's only a problem like, if you can't do your job.
It's only a
that's
problem.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's see. I'm rolling 5d20. I'm trying to roll under 16s and I'm critting on 8s. Deductive reasoning.
Let her rip.
20, 19, 18.
How much is this going to fuck us over?
Okay, cool. That is 3 crits. All of those are successes. So that is 6, 8 successes.
Ginormous.
Can we just have
biggest,
a thing?
That's actually our biggest that's our biggest success of the whole season.
Yeah.
So that's 4 over the required 4.
Yeah.
So it's not even an easy roll. It's a difficult roll. That's a lot of crits.
Yeah, 3.
You're that's a
really
lot
good,
of crits.
You're a really good computer.
You're Thanks, a really ma'am. Good mentor.
And my character's really good too.
I could have done
I'm
that.
I'm going to reward you with something really vague.
Yay.
Because that's...
That's what a cunt.
Taking a page out of my book.
So in your mind,
yes,
stretching into the future, you see two outcomes overlaid. You see Lady Disha with a young adult son and several other children around her, arrayed in finery and basking in glory and riches. But overlaid upon that, you see Lady Disha wailing, calling out in grief for her murdered children. And they falter between them.
Right, right.
You can see both outcomes. This course of action could lead
to both.
To both.
Yeah.
Ultimate glory, mm-hmm. Utter ruin.
That's cool. I'm going to spend two more momentum. Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
Give me another prophecy.
A good one.
Just because I know how much you hate making these prophecies. Yes. This is not
at all.
Predict what's going to happen in this improv game. Okay, sure.
You see Saba becoming a big-time movie star.
Go on.
His name is The Rock.
Yeah. Go on, Phil.
Jason Momoa.
What's the title of this game? What do you do? What's your role in this game?
To shift sands.
I'm the game master.
So master this game.
Master it.
And tell us a story. What else is there? What else? There's other options than this.
So you reach forward and you broaden your intake. Not just House Ikshana, but Atreides, Harkonnen, Arrakis. And you see Arakeen in flames. Death, destruction, explosions, horror. Nothing so simple as an orderly exchange of power on the horizon.
Janice snaps back to reality.
Oh, there goes gravity.
Thank you, Sean.
He looked up. He was...
I looked straight at Sean.
He was like, do it.
Do it for me. We did it last season.
So you went down for a long time there. Yeah. You went even deeper and broader and wider. So you were like, there was this heavy silence while everyone else
eyes flew
you,
back into his head and
watched you
mentat away.
Mentat and shudder calculate. And shake and calculate.
My lord, the future is violent. Whatever choice we make here now leads to violence and destruction. Whether that is for Lady Disha, your children, and Janice looks to see if there's an emotional reaction.
No.
Okay, cool.
I mean, do you want me to roll for it?
No. I'm just curious.
We could. I have, like...
You're pretty... I'd say if you don't want to show an emotion, you can not show it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're Bene
Gesserit. She's not going to...
You're Bene Gesserit.
So. She's not going to show you
That's
anything.
Cool. Yeah. And I believe your children, my lord?
You believe?
I'd continue past that point if I were you, rather rapidly.
My lord, I saw fire and destruction and death. I saw Lady Disha mourning children. I saw the chance of a new beginning and a family and a strong house. But more than that, broader than that, is violence, clear, naked violence.
Here?
Here.
In the cities of Arrakis?
Yes, my lord.
Well, that decides it for me. We cannot know who will come out on top, who will rule Arrakis after this blood and destruction is spilt. So we cannot afford to lay our lot with one house over the other. We must continue to tread our path carefully between the two. We will tell Harkonnen of our encounter with the Atreides and offer to keep them in our confidence. Likewise, we will tell the Atreides that we accept and tell them everything that they need to know. Whoever holds Arrakis, we will be their faithful servants and will have always been so. Because of the disruption, the timeline has been moved up.
Thanks, Foo Fighters.
Administrator Merla Zaru is expecting a report on your findings tomorrow, and we've been invited into House Harkonnen to deliver it. Take your leave, get your rest, and prepare what you have to say to them. The turning point is coming. Dismissed.
Janice leaves with his white, yellow, blue cloak
fluttering in the evening cool.
As you exit the pavilion, one of the house informants, spies, couriers jogs up beside you and begins a hasty summary of things that have happened while you've been gone, updates to Fremen movements, weather patterns, small scandals, all these sorts of things. My love.
Yes, my heart.
How did the trip to the Wastes suit you?
You know that I am hardly the weak sort.
Of course, and I myself have seen the savage beauty of the emptiness.
It is harsh, but one can see the raw power. And it solidifies your vision, my love. The Fremen, they walk amongst it. Naturally, they are born to this harshness. There is power there.
And look, how many settlements they have in the deep desert, even in such a small area. The Harkonnens have no idea.
They have no vision.
They must be guided by us, and we will excel in our role. And Janus speaks of children. Is there good news to be had?
Oh, he doesn't know, does he?
House Ikshana will last through the ages. Past you. Past me. It is us. And
she will take his hand and place it on her stomach.
And them. And it is our duty to carve out a path to provide rich, fertile lands, but also, if we are to have children that know the harshness, that know how power must be wielded, lightly, then grasping, moving through sand, through water, through fire itself, think of how powerful they will be.
Finally, my sight clears. Saba, thank you for bringing her home to me, safe. You continue to excel in your role.
For the house.
We will retire now. You are dismissed.
Cool. I didn't realize I was still here.
Well, you're her bodyguard! You're her bodyguard! You're just there! You're always there!
He was on his phone. Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Saba... Imagine Saba just be like, what?
Shit.
But it's like, once he starts talking about children, Saba's like, oh, it's too late for me to make an exit.
I can't
now.
Leave now. Oh, it's too
now they'll
too...
notice if I leave. Yeah, oh,
but... she grabs his hand and puts it on her stomach, and Saba's like, oh no, too intimate.
Saba shouldn't be here.
He talks in the third person.
Saba thinks in third person. Saba leaves now.
I like to think Saba, as hulking as he is like really, really fades in the background. Yeah. That's kind of like half your deal, right?
That's half his deal. Like, he shouldn't be as dexterous and like
stealthy
as he is. With that, Saba nods, swiveling on his heels, and he heads off in the direction of his place of training, with the large pillars, the sequestered area of House Ikshana, where there isn't much room to move. But there is a lot of room to think and to fight and to build and to mull over the things that Saba only allows himself to do when he's not thinking about Lady Disha.
Mm.
And it is the words that start creeping into his mind, and the thoughts are what all the other members of at least that inner circle seem so trepidatious about and so worried by. The idea of violence, the idea of chaos, of destruction. For Saba, it doesn't matter who is in charge as he pulls out his newly christened Chris knife and starts to feel the new weight in his hand, starts to practice first the very knowledgeable swing that he used to fell Orin, and then he starts to practice and experiment as he keeps thinking, because it doesn't matter whether it's Atreides or Harkonnen. Destruction is good. Violence is good, because that means he has a purpose and he has a place. There's always room on Arrakis for Death Eaters like Saba.
Thank you. Nice cap to the
That's
scene.
Cool shit. Cut that.
Sean, cut that.
Yeah. And thanks. Thanks, man.
Thanks for editing.
Did Dare I ask what Janice is doing?
Janice is receiving those messages and busying himself around the house. He's not nearly as poetic or complex. He's done his bit. He checked the lady's response to, hey, children may be dying, and she's stoic, and he's like, great, good, that's fine.
You know what Janice is doing? Janice is getting fucking high, man.
Janice is coming down from the sapphire. Yeah.
I wondered if might there be a scene. Is that allowed, Phil?
Of what? Sorry.
I think maybe Lady Disha would just want to check in on Janice. He has exhibited some interesting behavior.
He's a malfunctioning computer. You have to hit him.
Oh, we're going to have an intervention?
What excuse do you give to Vadim? Because he was expecting you to retire with him. You were just like, my love, we're going to have a dynasty to last forever. Yeah. And children, a bajillion children. He's like, come, let us bask in each other's glory. And then you're like, nah, I've got to go out.
Well, firstly, I would say that anticipation builds desire.
You've been away. Please hurry back. I have waited long enough for you.
I will always return.
And I kind of grace his cheek with my hand. And then I just quickly trot off, head to Janice, Sappho berry in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, their doors.
Let's say where Janice is in the center of like a busy, like a 9 p.m. approximate evening time meeting with members of the staff being caught up and directing them further to continue spy operations and synthesize little bits of information here and there and to redirect them into different areas as he sees fit.
There's a large table that you're standing at and house agents are coming and going and dropping off little Shigawire information or whispering little things and directing them to and fro.
I make my presence known.
My lady.
Janice.
Little room parts for you as quite naturally as people take a different route or wait to give the report they were about to give, and a space opens up for you to have your conversation.
I hope to have a quick word.
At your leisure, of course.
The prophecy that you spoke about. Were you telling...
It's a calculation.
Oh, sorry.
You can call it prophecy.
No, that's fine. That's fine. No. What I was going to do...
You were looking at me.
I was going with a hand wave, dismiss the people in the room.
Clears out for a second.
Your predictions.
Yes, my lady.
Was that all?
Regarding all that I saw?
Yes.
Other than you as a happy mother with children, you as a distraught mother with children dead... And moments of fire and destruction in our immediate future and largely across the Landsgrad, yes.
You would have seen flashes of all the kind of events that lead up to those things.
Yeah.
But they're too thin or fleeting to grasp. The outcomes that visualize to you, that you describe, are, as you say, the only clear things out of that web of data in your head that resolved.
They're things that we know, regardless of where along the timeline, are going to happen.
Yes. Right?
Like, that's what the calculation says. Violence is going to happen and it'll be explosive. That makes sense. When exactly? Don't know. Where exactly? Nah, wishy-washy. Yeah. Will you be a mother? Probably. How many children? Yes, correct. You will have children. Will they die? Some. All?
Yeah.
All in time.
None?
Yeah.
Some. Some.
Mm.
When?
Mm.
Mm. Will you be
How?
Sad?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's all... Yeah.
It's the keystone moments of a prediction.
You seem unsettled by this. Are you afraid, Janice?
No, my lady.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say, mate.
Nah, mate.
Nah.
No worries.
Fucking nah. No, my lady.
Good. Because whilst your predictions are valuable, as all your work is, Janice, there is no reality. Only our will imposed on the world. And for House Ikshana's will to succeed, we have to be a strong unit. I thought, to make sure that we are all strong, I would check in our favored Mentat and make sure that you had everything you needed to succeed.
And she will just kind of, like, in her palm, brush his arm and drop Sappho berries into his hand.
He looks down at them, looks up, smiles, and says, my lady, thank you. These will help to continue my great work in serving you, our master, and the house.
Your work is our work, House Ikshana. will last throughout the ages. As you were, sorry to have interrupted.
No apology is required, my lady.
But it is given freely all the same.
A kindness.
And I get my butt back to Viscount Vadim, who I'm sure is waiting.
Kiss, kiss.
It's lounging.
He's playing Fortnite. He got bored and distracted.
And I will make sure that my own scent is strong, that I am again in the colour that he likes best, and I will return to my Viscount.
Excellent.
What colour was that, by the way? I remember we did salt.
It was like a fuchsia.
That's right. A little softer than the standard hard orange of the house.
Mm. Yeah. Sunset colours. Yeah, pinks.
The next day sees you summoned to the Harkonnen residency. Towering, brutalist edifice that dominates the Carthex skyline. Red and black banners stream from its walls. Colossal statues line the passage up towards it. In front of the palace, a large square hosts regular military parades. Attendance is mandatory and often coerced from the poorer parts of the city. Your hover transport sets you down. The three of you, Vadim, and the various attendants that you take with you, secretaries, aides, couriers, personal attendants. It's always a gaggle of people following you. As it sets you down nearby, you see just off to your left the parade ground with legionnaires on full display, changing of the guard, las weapons being brandished and presented in sharp, disciplined display, not an inch out of place. And high above, you can glimpse Raban, enjoying the spectacle put on for his benefit. This is merely backdrop. You climb the steps towards the residency. It consists of a main building and several others, and it seems designed to loom, to emphasize size with its false buttresses, tapered walls. It screams immensity. The outside is sealed against the harsh weather of Arrakis, but as you pass through great stone doors into the inside, the famous Harkonnen opulence takes hold. Carpets, fine fabrics, artworks, beyond price, urns, plants even, and everywhere bald-headed slaves moving about in constant motion, serving at the pleasure of their masters, always. Your retinue is treated as honored guests, led deep into the complex, which is maintained at a pleasant temperature, with scents pleasing to the nose wafting throughout. At last, you are brought to a large conference room, where the harsh, androgynous figure of Merla Zeru waits. They stand imperiously at the far end of the room with their own staff, various administrators, experts, and scribes. Welcome, House Ikshana. The appointed hour is nearly upon us. How good to have you assist us in this great work.
The pleasure is ours, Vice Administrator.
Of course. Please, come in. Make yourselves comfortable. A long table for your conference is there, and slaves step forward to bring back chairs for each one of you and deliver fresh cold water from pitchers.
Saba will keep himself standing behind Lady Disha. By default, doesn't sit down and places himself behind, relaxed. For Saba, anyway, relaxed, kind of ready position.
Neru raises an eyebrow at this, but more an amusement than anything else.
It looks less of like a scrutinizing thing and more of like a, this is what he does. Yes. If he was told to sit down, he would, obviously, but that seems to be like his just default stance.
His discipline is rather engaging.
Yes, well, old habits die hard. A hologram hums to life in the center of the room. and a very sketched out depiction of the area that you scouted is presented. I believe you have some more detailed information to add to the picture presented before us.
Yes, we scouted the area as thoroughly as we could. There are two sieges, one unoccupied, which houses a large source of water. You can see it there in front of you on the map.
One of your aides leans forward and inserts a Shigawire reader whose data is read and incorporated into the hologram. The resolution of the very barely sketched out area is instantly increased with your knowledge and your points of interest spark to life in front of everyone.
There will be no activity there. The last Fremen who inhabited it is now deceased.
Ellen, are you deliberately keeping the other siege from them?
I think I'm more just like, we didn't fully explore it because we've referred to it as a settlement. Is that different?
Yeah,
from
no,
a
siege? It's not different. The siege is a name for a Fremen settlement.
Gotcha.
There are two active settlements that you confirmed and one abandoned one.
Then I would probably, yeah, let them know. It doesn't behoove us to keep that. Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
So instead of two, it's three and one of them's unoccupied.
There are three Fremen sieges, one unoccupied, which houses a large reserve of water.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm surprised that there are so many in such a deep part of the desert.
That is where they live.
Well, insects have a habit of multiplying when you're not looking. No matter, this data will allow us to bombard them as a matter of course when we begin operations in the area. It should be most effective, especially as we will be only fielding one unit of Legionnaires. The water, you say, is in this sector?
Yes.
Easily accessible?
Very.
Good. That means we can deploy a mobile refinery to get the first stages of refinement begun. This will allow us to transport more of the spice in single trips, maximizing what we have. Any other notable features to report?
There is a large... How would you describe it? It's like a saddle, the meeting place.
Like a butte or a mesa?
Yes, there is a large mesa. Central. It holds no value, but being that it is a large space where you can largely see where people are coming at you, seems to be a popular place for landing, meeting, a landmark. There is a little cave to the side where you can easily remain undetected.
That shouldn't be a concern for us. We intend to deploy harvesters to the spice that you find, reap it, and be gone. We have no need to hide. We are House Harkonnen. You may scurry about at the desert and peep out as you will. We have no need of such things. But feel free to make use of it. Anything further?
Janice, anything I have missed?
With the greatest of respects, the only other concerns or considerations that you may wish regarding your harvesters is the great dunes of sand. They tower and they are known to move. I would hate for a harvester to fall under one.
Yes, they have been known to collapse the dunes of this size, and your data shows truly vast formations of sand. We'll have to be careful with harvesters on these sections. We expect to lose one or two, and their crews, that's to be expected. We are working with what we have as we move things off-world.
The only other consideration, of course, is the drum sand to the northeast.
I'm not familiar with this. What is drum sand?
Chris doesn't know. Remind me, drum sand.
It is hardened, compacted sand, which sends vibrations through the ground and is much, much more likely to attract worms.
Thank you. So the drum sand is a particular deposit that the upshot is it will bring the worm.
Well, worms are inevitable. That is your other role.
With respect, this brings them faster.
Well, we shall be careful when operating in that area then. Good. Good.
Are we going to be bringing up Atreides at this point?
Are you letting Vadim do it, or what do you want to do?
Well, I think it best to not voice in front of... Well, this is like a large table, right? Yeah. Or is it just us? I got the sense
no,
that this was
lots
other...
lots of other people
I will cool. not. I would not be bringing this up around anyone who is not directly helpful.
Do you want to intimate that you have more to say to Nuru, or...?
Is it Nuru or Zuru? I've got Zuru written here.
Zuru is correct, thank
Sorry.
You. No, don't be sorry for getting it right. I'm sorry for getting it wrong five times in the last 2 minutes.
You're both right.
Merla Zeru.
I guess either that or once things are dismissed, I would like to approach them myself. I kind of want to just like sit on it, and then I don't want to draw any extra attention to this extra information that we
don't
have.
Be like,
you know,
can I speak to you afterwards in private?
Yeah, exactly.
I've got some secret information.
I've got some espionage. What has two thumbs and knows of who will be inheriting Arrakis? This guy... Yeah, I will just try and at some point, with a glance at Merla and a brush on the side of the lip, I will just let it be known to both Saba and Janice that I will be looking to speak to them.
In due time.
Yeah, about further information.
Vadim acknowledges your signals with a stroke of his chin, flick of his fingers. Azuru continues, we will have four harvesters, two carriers to transport them, as well as our mobile refinery. This, you will note, will mean there may be some trade-offs about who is lifted off the sand when the worms inevitably come. But you will help us make these trade-offs. You will spot the spice, and you will spot the worms. We will collect it. House Harkonnen will be deploying a unit of our legionnaires. The governor has seen fit only to give me one unit, as others are already being drawn off-world. And we will have an aircraft in the area capable of precision bombardment. A little pest control, if you will. My forces, my infrastructure, will be relying on your intelligence. I expect you to be active in the area with your three ornithopters, relaying information to myself and my forces, so that we, and by extension you, can make a good harvest. Some losses are acceptable. A poor harvest is not. Is that clear?
House Ikshana understands our duties.
Excellent. Excellent. I will make our operational plans available to you and your aides to go over at your leisure. And it would be remiss of me to invite you here, Lady, Lord, without offering hospitality as well as business. Please, as we wrap up here, join me in the pleasure quarters, and you can see the benefits of helping House Harkonnen.
You have been listening to Shifting Sands, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Dune, Adventures in the Imperium, is an officially sublicensed property from Gale Force 9, a Battlefront Group company. All rights reserved. This is Rolltocast Season 10, Shifting Sands, Day 5, Session 2. 12.3 seconds of silence.
0.3.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.